Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 100th episode of Bitside! Now, if you're on audio, you probably hate us right now.
Sorry.
Tom, audio listens, headphones users, we have to be careful. Like this guy listening right now is on this train getting a headache.
Sorry, I think we give him that anyway.
Now he's had a little giggle to himself, and now he's just made awkward eye contact with the lady across him, and now they're going to go on a date together and make love to each other.
What the?
Damn, that was odd.
That was pretty cool.
You should write stories.
Someone would have experienced that. Now, look, I can't really move because my crown will fall off.
Yeah, you
it's not
like
theater to make things up.
What's that?
Well, we can't argue today because
it's a birthday and everybody's happy. Yeah.
And if you didn't tune in to the stream on Sunday, you would not know that Lewis Bowden is now Lewis Borden.
Yay!
He looks great.
He looked fine, mate.
He took his plasters off his eye.
Yeah. I couldn't be bothered with them. They would do me head in, but look.
Okay, well, stop touching it.
It'll be all right.
No, stop touching and like opening it up.
It'll be all right, won't it?
Stop touching and opening it up.
It's actually starting to bleed.
Yeah, I woke up with a cut on my nose today.
Did you?
Yeah. Anyways. We will preface this show and say, everything you are hearing right now is all what happened before Man United beat Wolves 4-1.
Is that actually what you think it's going to be?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Not on my Super 6 anyway. I can't remember what I put on Super 6, but that's what I'm feeling a 4-1 tonight for Man United.
I've gone 3-0.
I think mine was 3-0 as well.
It's going to be a beatdown, isn't it? Lopetegui's gone. Wolves are in the
bin. Gary O'Neill, isn't it?
Wolves are in trouble a bit, aren't they?
It's Gary O'Neill, isn't it? Oh, actually, he did a great job at Bournemouth. Actually,
there's a bit of a myth with that.
Oh, Bournemouth hater once again.
No.
Well, he kept him up.
He did a great job keeping them up, but they massively outperformed XG and all that. Like, it was a bit of a freak.
Yeah, but that means they did a great job.
No, it means it's not sustainable.
Well, I think if he tries
to play like that at Wolves, they're going to get peppered all season.
Well, have you lot seen the Bournemouth transfer window?
Yeah, I think they've had a really good.
Mate, I didn't realise how good it had been.
Yeah. Alex Scott.
They spent quite a lot of money.
Alex Scott's.
She came out of retirement.
No, he's a man. He's very
Justin
good.
Justin Kluivert as well.
Yeah.
Max Aarons, who I actually said ages ago should go to Bournemouth, is now
you
there.
Did.
So I didn't even realise until I saw him on the team sheet.
Well, why have we not got a clip of him saying that?
Because Lewis is too busy finding out that he's got so much time to not buy shampoo. I don't know.
Yeah, so what is the deal with that? Are you going to wash your hair or not?
This is the thing. I don't know if I'm supposed to moisturise it.
No,
you're not skinhead.
You've got hair.
You've got hair.
Yeah, you're not fully
but
shaved.
There's a lot more scalp, isn't there?
Do you moisturise your hair?
Do you moisturise your face?
Yeah. Well, what I'd say is...
I try to.
What do you mean you try to? What do you miss?
Well, sometimes.
It's got to be here again.
Oh, it's on the wall again. No, you are meant to put sun cream on your head.
Do you know what's really
like
fun?
That.
Yeah, sun cream, yeah. What are you doing? You're not even... No one can see you doing that,
You're
mate.
Going so red. What the hell is...
Lewis, you've got a bad art.
This is such shit content.
Yeah, Lewis.
No, I'm saying that's really entertaining.
For people that were listening to that only, Lewis was slapping his head.
Yeah,
it's like a bungle.
That's anyways, what we bring to the table.
Anyways, guys, because I'm really annoyed because a lot of people are really underplaying this Arsenal victory against Forest and it's doing my head in. It's really pissing me off because Arsenal actually just dominated them and they were tactically unbelievable. Partey was quality. Yep. Saka was quality. Saliba's the best centre-back in the fucking world.
But just first, obviously, this is brought to you by Super 6, PTCH23, the card to join our league, which now has 20,000 members!
Woo! No, it doesn't.
It does, well, doesn't it?
By the time the score's
it
up.
It does now. This is live, the same way Man United went 7-0. Remember?
Yeah, that's sick, guys. You've actually blown the competition out of the water here. Oh, yeah. We are officially the biggest and best and greatest ever
in all time,
history.
I think
it's all time now.
Yeah, OAT.
Yeah, keep listening because later in the pod we'll announce who won the grand for winning the league. So that's coming on later on.
Of course.
But carry on, what were you saying? Yeah, because you were on about this yesterday, actually, before the stream. You were saying how...
Tactically, Arsenal were genuinely really unbelievable.
Well, I've only seen
Even though it was, yes, it was a 2-1, and you could say, oh, they only won 2-1. There was no way Arsenal were losing that game.
Is this a dig at the prep sheet?
Absolutely.
Lewis is...
absolutely not.
As,
this is the most biased prep sheet I have read
Yeah, it is.
It's
so bad.
What do you mean?
I couldn't believe what I was reading, Lewis.
I think what Lewis means is, for such a dominant performance, it shouldn't have got that close towards the end.
But it wasn't that close.
The thing is, with the game, there was at no point where you'd have thought or said Forest should have drawn or won that game. Which, if you watch a football match and think that, then that's pretty reflective of how dominant one team is.
But there's going to be games where that may happen again, and it goes 2-1, and then you can see the
exactly.
Second.
But it didn't happen.
But we're saying for future. That needs to be a 3 or 4-1 based on the performance.
Yeah, I agree with that. But you have to give credit where credit's due. Like Forest, the only way they were going to score a goal against Arsenal was a counter attack
or set piece,
and they did, and they counter attacked. And it was a really good goal.
That I won me. I don't know why he didn't start.
It was a really good counter attacking goal.
I was going to say because the end of last season he was unreal.
But what I think you're going to see Arsenal do in the season is that Arsenal maybe learnt their lesson last year against City, where I don't think Arsenal will play tactically like that against the bigger sides.
That's what Arteta came out and said, didn't he?
Did he?
He said, we now have the squad depth to play for the opposition that we're coming up against.
Yeah.
So you notice how basically we pretty much played like a 2-5-3.
Kind of took in.
So he started at right back.
Timber came to midfield and Partey also came to midfield. So we're basically playing Saliba and Ben White.
It was basically a huge midfield overload, and
Saliba
just couldn't handle it.
If we can overpower smaller teams, that's exactly what Arteta's trying to do.
I was very impressed by Partey, I can't lie.
Yeah.
I know he had a couple hiccups and whatever.
That's what he was bought for from Atletico as well. Like, he's unbelievably versatile. He was a guy that could play 10 all the way back to three, really.
Good assist from Alanga, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was Alanga.
Yeah, he's
came on
50-odd. See, that's another thing. It was a bit of a freakish goal in terms of that's not going to happen every week where it runs 40 yards. And
But
you have to also give credit where credit is due. Martinelli played... Oh,
he's assist. That was beautiful.
Do you think it was intentional?
Yeah, I think it was.
I'll tell you why I think it was.
What do you mean? Intentional as a pass, or was he meant to dribble?
The reason why I'd say it's that he's intentional, he meant to
stop straight away.
He meant to do the skill, whether or not he meant
But I feel like the difference is, if you're doing that as a skill to get someone, you roll as you turn, you roll your foot over it. So you know, like a roulette,
he's hit it off his heel,
and
which
gone
is the
for
heavier
a
part. He's going to, yeah, I know
yeah,
what you mean.
See what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah, yeah, yeah.
To, I think you have to say he's meant that. And a good finish by Nketiah again.
Mm.
Was it?
It was a good finish.
It weren't.
It was all right. It went in. We're happy with that one.
It was a really lucky goal.
Regardless of whether Nketiah was good or not, how good was Saka's?
Oh. Yeah, he's special.
What a goal, mate.
Are we seeing...
Go on,
say it.
Gareth Saka. Bukayo Bale.
Oh, his prime.
Because he keeps scoring goals like that.
Yeah.
You know when Bale had that season where he just couldn't score every goal?
Yeah. I'd say Bale was way more harder to stop.
Aggressive, speed.
Just power.
Yeah.
Just pure power, isn't he?
I'd say Saka's probably more technical and more delicate than Bale, but
Saka's fast, but he doesn't. But I feel like Bale had the power.
Didn't 5 yards, and there's literally nothing you could do, nothing at all, because he was just too fast for everyone.
But Bale's one of the fastest players like ever. Obviously, Saka is fast. Bale's stride length as well is a joke.
Yeah, but even short, like I said, I remember we played them the once at home, Tottenham just going off, and the whole game it was just two players every time on Bale the whole game. Then 85th minute, he finally got 1-on-1 with someone, shifted it in 30 yard bang, and it was just like, you train all week to try and stop that, and you still just can't. Off it, so I don't think that's quite where Saka's at.
But what,
he's a brilliant player. He's so good. Saka.
Bowen scored an almost identical goal as well, didn't he?
Yeah,
I didn't see the Bowen.
He's pretty much the same as Saka.
His only game I haven't watched.
I think it was the only one I haven't watched.
It was a really good goal.
Yeah,
it was a really good goal. Almost identical.
Do you think? Obviously, I know. Do you think it's frustrating for Nketiah knowing that he's never going to be first choice? But when he does play and when he does fill in for the inevitably injured Jesus, he always does well. So why can he not be first choice?
Because he does well enough.
He had a quiet period.
He just isn't. Unfortunately, he just isn't top level striker, is he?
Yeah.
Just isn't.
But I mean, you don't.
I'm surprised other teams haven't tried to go for him, but I don't think Arsenal would let.
I don't even think he potentially minds being second fiddle to a team.
He gets a lot of game time.
He does potentially win the title as well. Yeah, he does.
Like it's not like he's behind. But I don't know.
You know.
Yeah, or someone that's currently at Wolves, or do you know what I mean?
Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah, it's not like oh, he's maybe getting minutes instead of DCL.
Yeah.
In a team that's struggling for relegation, he's taking minutes if and when he can at a team that's pushing for the Premier League title.
And performing well.
And usually he gets chances, so he inevitably gets goals.
Yeah.
So Nketiah's a decent player. He is decent.
Where does he like play if he's not at Arsenal? Like, where does he start in the Premier League?
Oh, so West Ham. Down.
West Ham. West Ham. Screaming out for a striker.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd suit West Ham, though. Not the way they are trying to play now. Have you seen the players they're signing at the minute? West Ham.
Yeah,
they're going back
confirmed.
To prime Moyes ball, aren't they?
Yeah. Fulham.
Big brute.
If Mitro goes,
Fulham, Brentford, Palace.
Raul Jimenez, but in case it's better than Raul Jimenez.
He's like, Jimenez nearly scored a beauty the weekend.
He's like a 10.
He's just, he's not star. He was not the player.
I don't know. Yeah.
Forget as well, Balogun looks like he's going to Monaco.
Yeah.
How about Luton?
Over Carlton Morris.
Yeah. And Nketiah is better than him, fucking hell.
Well, I mean, only because... like how sentimental Colin Morris is to
yeah, mate, he's a lot better than him.
Yeah, okay. No, but I've just said to Lewis that he pretty much starts for any team that's like 10th and below. I would say
nah, you won't get in, like, you wouldn't start Nketiah over Calvert-Lewin or Solanke. I'd rather have Solanke than Nketiah.
I think
Solanke's quality, he's changed my mind. Solanke, I didn't rate him really much like 2 years ago. I think he's really, really good. Really complete. He played well again the weekend. He's they're going to have a good year, Bournemouth. I thought that was a better result for West Ham than it was Bournemouth, actually.
Yeah, give him...
I was surprised they got a result. I think, did we all put Bournemouth to win?
I put Bournemouth
to win 2-1.
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah, yeah, mate.
I put West Ham to win.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I thought Bournemouth would beat them.
Yeah.
Well, West Ham just signed James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah.
And again, it's what I'm saying. West Ham are finally going back.
Yeah, they are. And looking for Maguire as well.
Maguire. Like,
I can see that happening.
McTominay, that big brute they've signed from Ajax.
Yeah.
Then Ward-Prowse whipping them in.
Proper West Ham DNA again.
Oh, no, it's Moyes as well.
Yeah, that's
Do you
what
think
I mean.
Of Everton, Moyes,
Fellaini,
yeah. Like big brute, Jagiel, fucking yeah. Get you in on that. That's how they used to play. Instead of the last few years, they've tried like Paqueta and Scamacca's big, but that's not how he plays.
No,
he's
not.
Quite technical. Yeah. That doesn't suit Moyes. That isn't his style of play, is it? That's why that hasn't worked.
They're about to get even more money. And just when we thought City were done... And they're not as strong as last year.
No.
It looks likely. 70 mil apparently or something like that. 70 mil, is it?
Yeah,
they've offloaded their midfield for £175 million.
But again,
they have to replace though.
But they've already got Alvarez.
Yeah, Alvarez, James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah, but Alvarez is more of a seed. He's a defensive midfielder.
Yeah, over for Rice. So they've already got Rice.
Yeah, James Ward-Prowse is not.
He's like an eight though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's way more attacking than James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah, but they might bring in someone.
Well,
else.
I think they will. I think they have to.
Or they may not. Or they may. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if he tries to turn Souček into like a Fellaini.
Yeah, he had a season where he scored a lot of goals.
You could just see Souček staying high, getting on the end of things, just being a big fucking
Ward-Prowse
mess.
Ward-Prowse is going to get about 15 assists. Yeah, Harry
Maguire. He's going to break Bex's record this year.
James Ward-Prowse.
Is he not?
He's like one off, isn't he? Bex is...
Apparently the West Ham one, Kudus.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
I read that today.
I thought that got done.
Ajax. You thought it was Brighton, no?
Yeah, I thought that got done.
No, he's going to...
Yeah, they're looking to hijack it.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your attacking midfielder.
Yeah.
Can I just say, they're looking to hijack this Kudus deal, yeah? I'm all for this new, like, hijacking thing. That,
yeah.
This has been one of the best transfer windows in a long while. And then,
Liverpool fans waking up, seeing they're getting Caicedo, and then that afternoon, seeing him go Chelsea.
What's even worse now, because...
It looks like Lavia
for 60 mil to Liverpool, looking like it potentially could happen, and then he's turned around and gone, actually, I want to go Chelsea as well.
Okay. He's a fucking...
Mate. How are Chelsea allowed to buy all these players?
We don't know. Maybe in 10 years' time we'll find out how it happened.
But. They've spent like a billion now in 12 months.
It's like, what happened? Do you remember when like last year everyone was like, oh, City getting charged of all these breaches? What happened to that?
It's irrelevant now.
What happened to that?
Yeah.
It's under investigation, isn't it?
Nothing's going to happen.
You don't know.
It does, it'll be so long in the future. It'll be like 4 or 5 years' time when they get reprimanded.
Yeah.
By that point, this shit
wouldn't need to happen, right, if they actually did proper fit and proper checks for owners. As long as you have proof of money, I don't think there should be any restrictions on what you're allowed to spend.
Yeah.
Because all this does is...
Really?
Yeah, 100%. If you have proof of funds, like Newcastle, for example, why shouldn't Newcastle be allowed to spend £1 billion when their owners have... £1 trillion. What's the issue? They're not going to go under. I completely understand lower clubs spending loads of money to try and get to the Prem or whatever, then going under because they don't have the finances to do it. That's completely different. But if you have proof of funds of this money, why can't you spend it?
Do you not think that that's a one-way ticket to football being entirely ruined and owned by all these sports?
Is it not
coaches?
Already?
Yeah,
it's no, but it's going, at least there is some form of way of trying to keep it fair. But like, but say every single,
disagree.
Say every single, actually, there's just going to become like a Super League.
No, but I disagree because then it actually gives teams like, I don't know, Barnsley, the chance that someday maybe a fucking trillionaire comes into them and they can get to the promised land.
And also,
instead at the minute, it's all about keeping the biggest and best teams at the top.
But also, you've got to remember, it's very much an entertainment industry, right? And if they buy all these players that are world beaters and the league becomes more watchable, that in turn benefits everyone that wants to watch the football in that league. That's why Saudi League's getting so many viewers and attention at the moment. Well, all the best players in the world are going there.
So is Neymar.
That's why I mean it, yeah.
I'm not happy with that.
I'm a bit sad.
He's 31.
Yeah.
I'm sad, but also he deserves it.
No, he doesn't.
What, the paycheck? What?
Of course he deserves $2.5 million a week. It's Neymar we're talking about.
But that's like...
I'm with you on that.
I said downstairs, look, Neymar's my king and he is severely underrated and he should be continuing to play Champions League football because he could go down as one of the best Brazilian players of all time.
Yeah.
If not already, is one of the best Brazilian players.
No.
Tarnishes it a bit though. Does
it
not?
Do you think,
does it not?
Do you think though?
You're more of a fan of him than we are. Do you think this is a bad move?
Yeah, I do think it's a bad move. I think in hindsight, when he retires, I think you're going to be like, if you look at how Ronaldinho and all these other players ended their careers,
they haven't had the longevity and the also professionalism of Neymar, to be honest. That's why Neymar ranks up there with those. There's some people who would never ever accept, oh, Neymar could be better than Ronaldinho because mainly nostalgia and things like that. But actually, when you compare them, it's
not close than you think.
It's not close the other way. Neymar's had a far better career than Ronaldinho, really. Yeah.
When I said that, I got absolutely slandered.
You could argue the Ballon d'Or, but Ronaldinho didn't have to compete against
Messi, Ronaldo
of all time. So that's a bit of a silly argument with the whole Ballon d'Or stuff, because then you could say, well, Owen's had a better career than Neymar.
Do you think... Look, we don't even know if it is. It looks like it's happening. It looks like the office...
It's there, here we go, don't it?
Yeah. But you just never know. You never know.
What's disappointing me the most is I saw someone say... listed loads of clubs, Arsenal, Chelsea, blah, 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 didn't want to pay his wages. Neymar tried everything he could to stay in Europe. Well, he didn't try everything he could, did he? Because he could have dropped his wages.
Yeah, take a
but I also feel like I feel like Neymar's got so much shit, especially over the last few years, that he's like, oh, fuck it. Because all the best
mate,
players...
He's 31, he's still in his prime.
No, but I think, he loves like playing Call of Duty and shit. But I think he honestly think like, what I bother now? I think he might be looking at Saudi, I mean, Mane's there, Ronaldo's there, all these players are coming.
Yeah, it's definitely
now, in the next 2 years, like, who's to say that in a year and a half time, Saudi League is not one of the most televised league in the world?
That could be true, but it's still a risk at this point in time, right?
He could still be... thought that completely... he's never going to be the best player or one of the best players in the world again, is he now?
No.
Just isn't. Where if he went to, say, Chelsea tomorrow or United and make them title contenders or win a title or whatever, he's straight away again one of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
He has to do it on the international stage.
He has though, hasn't he really?
He has. He has to keep doing it.
Just because they haven't not... won a World Cup.
They won the Olympics.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But he was the reason they won the Olympics.
I'm saying he has performed
for Brazil, I agree.
I don't know. I think it's a really... I'm disappointed he's going, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it just feels like the...
Waste. It's a waste.
Yeah, it does.
He's had a very long career, though. You've got to remember that.
But he's still got so many years left to perform.
He could play another 3-4 years at the top
mate,
level.
You could even see him coming back.
Is that what you think people would do? Is that much money?
I think he's clocking out. I'm fed up of getting all this abuse and just crap. He has taken so much shit over the last 10 years. It's more than any other footballer on the planet.
I don't think that.
I think
true.
He has. No. I think he is. I think he
gets more than Ronaldo or Messi.
I think so.
No way.
Ronaldo and Messi are both loved.
No, they both get absolutely crucified by the other fans.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Not, no, come on.
I feel like Neymar is more hated than them two.
By who?
But yeah,
just why? everyone you seem to speak to just says, oh, fuck Lomo's so overrated. It is true.
Yeah, kind of, but it's not like everyone is going on social media being like,
Neymar, you're so overrated.
It's his fans literally say, how don't you ever step foot in our stadium ever again.
I mean, whoever...
They were doing that to Messi.
Whoever's played for Madrid and failed, they're usually the most hated people in the world, if anything.
Well, Bale played for Madrid and didn't fail and was hated at Madrid.
Yeah, exactly.
I just feel Neymar's clocking out. He's done it. He's done his work. Let the man go play Call of Duty and play in Saudi Arabia.
Well,
he's also getting $2.5 million a week.
You're talking like he's 38.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people retire at different ages.
Mate, he's 31.
Yeah, he can still come back if he wants to. He's that good.
I don't think he will.
But also, it's not a free transfer. I believe Al Hilal paying 100
million, isn't it?
100 million.
Just under 100 mil, yeah.
PSG aren't going to say no to that.
Well, they've made 100 mil loss on Neymar, haven't they?
Well,
but they
but you could look at that in any transfer.
Well, not if you're Brighton.
Huh. No, that's a you can't say PSG made £100 million loss. They probably haven't.
But they could have sold it. What do you mean?
They could have sold him to somebody else for lots
of money, but lower wages.
I don't think anyone's buying Neymar for more than £100 million.
No, not now.
Probably not.
Like buying a player for £200 million, selling for £100 million, like 6 years later, is not the worst thing in the world.
No, they didn't really win anything in that time.
Especially if you're PSG. But shirt sales, brand awareness, exposure for the whole club.
Yeah, he was bought for...
to win the Champions League. Yeah, but so was Messi and so was Mbappe.
Yeah, I know. PSG is just shit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the crux of it. I tell you, he's not shit, though. Manchester City, unfortunately, again. They got off to a good start, didn't they, boys?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Watch the game, enjoy it.
Yeah, Haaland's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, that second goal, by the way, is an absolute joke. Yeah, he has no right to even do
it. It's actually a joke.
Yeah.
And Rodri, actually.
I was a bit disappointed with Burnley, if I'm honest.
Really? There were points where they gave him a good goal.
Because they all didn't do the pounded nog at the start of the game, that's why.
Yeah, that's true. Do Perfect booed as they came out. That's crazy.
Why, though? They're not a good guy, isn't it? He's just anti-Burnley, isn't it?
You got to think this is like a proper...
I know.
Proper English town.
Yeah,
can you imagine these guys are like the biggest YouTubers in the world, and they actually do a lot of good around the world. Can you imagine, like, oh my God, guys, can't wait. We're going to have such a good reception.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's literally what happened.
Out of Burnley.
Yeah, and they finished their interview on Sky with like, we're going to make Burnley great.
Get to fuck.
Yeah. All these fucking idiots, I'm telling you.
These fucking YouTubers.
Yeah.
Wait until they hear we're sponsoring Burnley.
Oh, no. Yeah, we'd get fucking, we'd get egged.
No, we're man of the people.
As he says in the poshest accent.
Man of the people.
Man of the people.
I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, no. So Haaland... on pre-season, sort of like wasn't really trying, and then the Premier League starts again. He starts trying.
He does it every year in the Community Shield, doesn't he? Friendlies don't count.
Mm.
Should have told that.
What did you think of the whole Pep Haaland argument at halftime?
He just expects more of him, doesn't he? That's the issue.
Was that at halftime or full?
He'd scored two goals at that point.
Yeah.
He scored in...
not enough!
Scored in like 3 minutes and then scored in...
Well, I think something must have happened. I'm not sure what, just before halftime.
But the dynamic's really weird because it's almost like Haaland's this massive guy and doesn't really want to listen to him.
Do you know what I think's happened there? I don't think this is Haaland. I think he obviously listened to Pep. But I think...
yeah.
Pep's come up to you. You need to do this. You need to do that. And Haaland's like, I just scored two. Chill out.
Yeah. Or if anything, he's probably more annoyed in himself. He probably knows what he did wrong.
Yeah.
He's so self-critical and self-aware. That's why he's probably the best player in the world other than Messi, right?
Here's one thing for you, though. None of us put Rodri in our team of the year.
Well, no, what we did...
oh, predicted you.
We did preface we were trying to be a bit different.
Yeah, we did set... because KDB as well, right?
Yeah.
And they get in every single year.
KDB went off injured. Do you think he just wasn't healed in time?
Yeah, that's okay.
But why would you try and rush him back? I get it, because Kevin De Bruyne, but it's Burnley.
But they're light, aren't they?
Pep runs off like a rhythm system, doesn't he? So he wants people to get back up to match speed as soon as possible.
Mm.
So he's probably just overstepped them off.
Backfired.
It did backfire.
What's the latest on KDB?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
We don't know. We're going to lose to find out.
Well, look,
Boy Rico did all right, though.
Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you specified rather than Rico that was playing.
You know, Rico... Rocco.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Who impressed you more? I know who you're going to say, but a man who watched both games, who impressed you more, Arsenal or City?
I feel like Arsenal's performance elevated a little bit from last season in terms of how we actually played, but City were Manchester City.
Ruthless.
Yeah, so in terms of progression, I feel like Arsenal have come a little bit further from what I watched last year, but City are at such a high level that they don't really need to progress to win football matches.
I'd say, they were both impressive for different reasons.
Yeah.
It's just typical ruthless City, just that. I think those two games actually sum up the key differences right at the minute between you both.
So City punished Arsenal.
City just didn't. They didn't need to get into third or fourth gear. They just killed the game off. You played beautiful, brilliant performance, but still at the end of the day, they could have possibly nicked a draw.
Yeah.
There was never a time in that game where there was ever going to be a draw at Burnley, ever.
Well, especially when they went 1-0 up in 3 minutes.
And then
it's like, okay.
And then it's bang two, and then they kill the game off with and it's just... That's at the minute the only difference, I think.
Yeah. Well, on the flip side, who gives you more of
entertainment?
Well, no, I was going to say between Burnley and Forest, who do you think more stands a chance of staying up? Or
Burnley looked way better, but then again, Forest
did lose 3-0.
No, but they tried to take it to them, and that was the best way that they thought that.
I'd say Burnley looked better, like stylistically and on the eye, but Forest will probably be harder to beat.
I agree. Yeah,
this season.
I still think Burnley will get more results against teams around them, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So in terms of staying up,
Interesting.
They'll probably be quite close, similar to each other.
But you've got to give credit to Forest. I know we're going back to the Arsenal game, but you do have to give credit to Forest, because at 2-0 down, that could have been capitulation time. Mm. And they held in there.
Mate, they had chances, especially in the first half.
Brennan Johnson should have scored.
Yeah.
At least get on.
He should have. Oh, Matty Taylor did all right, didn't he? Who? Your ex-goalkeeper?
Oh, Turner.
Turner.
Yeah.
He retired quite a long time ago.
I said this as soon as he was in the starting lineup. I was like, he's coming back to the Emirates. He's going to be a masterclass.
Yeah. He's a good goalie. Like, every time he played for Arsenal, he did all right.
Yeah. They just love coming back.
He just never played.
Was Raya on the bench? Is he actually like...
I don't know.
It was Hein that was on the bench.
Like our reserve.
Yeah,
what's going on with Raya? Why is he not been announced? He's not even been announced yet.
He's not been confirmed yet. No.
He's been Here We Go, though.
Yeah. He was in. I think he was in the stands.
Was he?
Yeah, watching.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah,
okay.
So he's definitely like a part of the club. Just a player. Yeah.
And quick word on City though, Paqueta, good signing. 70 million.
Yeah, I mean, if Pep likes a player, then usually they're pretty good at football, aren't they?
Yeah.
It could be a very useful signing depending on how long KDB's out.
I don't know.
But I feel like.
I'm not convinced by him, if I'm honest. But
Alvarez kind of fills his role though now, doesn't he? Kevin De Bruyne's role. When KDB doesn't play, Alvarez kind of plays instead.
He's more of a deeper role though, Alvarez.
Yeah, I think I prefer. Yeah. Well,
he's more of a deeper player. He's like a defensive midfielder.
Julian Alvarez.
Oh.
Manchester City.
Who are you thinking of?
I'm talking about West Ham.
No. So when KDB doesn't play, Julian Alvarez kind of fills in for him.
Yeah.
So I don't think the dynamic changes all that much. Maybe like they score a few less perfect cross goals, but other than that, they'll still win like 5-0.
Or there you might see Foden come more central.
He looked good again.
Cole Palmer.
Well, no, he's a winger and he's not going to come play with De Bruyne.
A bowler.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who could get some game time?
Oscar Bob. Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think.
Oh.
McAtee came on as well, didn't he?
Yeah, I think. I don't really know what his plan with Oscar Bob is.
He's quite far down the pecking order, isn't he?
Oh, he's not.
He's very. I'm not sure if he's going to go out on loan. Possibly.
But if Cole Palmer goes to West Ham, then Oscar Bob should get on.
I'd be amazed if they let him Palmer go.
Really?
Amazed, yeah. Where's the depth?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Did they let him go?
Yeah.
He's been in and around the first team for like 18 months now.
I thought Palmer was meant to be like their one for the future. Like he's playing a lot of game time.
It'd be a loan, wouldn't it? It's like a loan with an option to buy for West Ham, I think.
I'd be really surprised if they did that, unless they're going to try and sign someone. Maybe that Doku or someone.
They are linked with him, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're linked with Annalise, aren't they, still?
Are they? I thought Chelsea were all over that one.
We're both.
Oh, okay.
Fed up with Chelsea buying players, man. Yeah. Jog on. But hey, speaking of Chelsea, the Caicedo derby ended 1-1. Yeah. What a way to start the season.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
Well, I had Jackson in my FPL, and he probably could have had a hat trick on the day, but there's definitely signs of both teams doing all right this season, I think.
But Liverpool started very well, and they sort of just died off
for like 20 minutes.
It was almost like Arsenal of last season. They blitzed them for 30 minutes and just tail off a little bit.
I was impressed with Chelsea, actually.
Didn't Roy Keane say that they were both two average teams in the post-match?
I think it did get a bit scrappy. There was a lot of times, how many times we were like fucking, it was just like a pinball, back and forth, but I don't know.
But they both need that DM. They both need that six, which is Caicedo and Lavio.
It looks like go to the club Chelsea are signing 20.
Yeah, true.
What do you think of Diaz? Woo!
He's brilliant. He's just, when he's not playing or injured, you can really tell that Liverpool miss him.
That pass from Salah was a joke, by the way. Like an absolute joke.
Assist of the weekend, I'd say.
Do you think Salah's going to do numbers this season?
Yeah, he always does, doesn't
he? Yeah, it's minimum 30 contributions every year, isn't it?
Yeah.
But do you think, basically off that result, that one game, where do you think they've finished? Do you still back your results, your prediction?
I still keep Chelsea fourth,
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
I said Liverpool fourth and Chelsea sixth.
I was really impressed with some of the patterns in that of Chelsea yesterday. I think that once they get the specific players they need, this depends on the wing back staying.
That's the thing. If James and Chilwell have a good season, then
they were both brilliant yesterday.
I thought Chilwell was quality. Did you see his average touch? It was like basically like high left wing.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying about Chelsea've got all these wingers, and then they're not really, they can't use
them. Just get overlapped by the fullbacks.
Because they're playing fucking wing backs.
Literally.
So I don't, that's going to be interesting to see.
Both Reece James and Ben Chilwell sort of went off with small knocks, didn't they?
I don't know about Chilwell. James
was a precautionary injury.
First game.
Poch said he was tired, but that could be like out for 3 months. So.
I hope he's not, man. He looks so good.
And he's captain.
Yeah.
Cole will look good. Sanchez, he's a fucking massive upgrade.
The fact that Chilwell was playing left wing and Cole had to play Salah 1v1 for pretty much the whole game.
Oh, yeah, he did very well against him.
He had a good game. And Enzo is ridiculous.
What about the penalty shout? The handball.
It's a penalty to me, that. But based on the rules, it's technically not, is it?
It's just a bit ridiculous.
It's stupid.
But that's my point of like...
You said on stream, if it was the other way around, or was it you?
No,
if it was the other way around, and that's a Liverpool player controlling it and then scoring, it would be ruled out.
Yeah, which is like...
There's no consistency.
There is no consistency. Yeah. So I think if you're a thingy fan, then you'd be annoyed.
Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
I think you would genuinely be annoyed. Not just the Caicedo derby, though, was it? It was the Donkey derby. Nunes versus Mudrick.
Off the bench.
I wondered where he was going.
The Donkey bench derby.
The Donkey bench derby. Oh, it was too good.
Yeah.
I thought they were both all
right. Oh, shut up.
Nunes should have scored.
Nunes was
McAllister's whacked it straight into him.
I know, but then when he let the ponytail loose,
when the ponytail got loose. Now, I can't lie. I think Nunes was going to come good this season, but after that.
He's just a bit erratic, though. I think he's still a new. Erratic. He's still a nuisance and he was still mental. I think he's just a bit. I don't know if he gets himself too worked up.
I think he gets too excited. I think he's like your dog.
Yeah.
He's like Pluto, your dog.
Yeah,
the ball will come near, he gets too excited. Yeah. He's like, I don't know what to do. Like,
eyes go red and he's like, oh my God, it's game time! Oh my God! But he just needs a bit of composure and then he'd be elite.
Yeah, he needs to calm down.
Basically.
I think he needs to calm down.
He needs to calm down.
I mean, like, McAllister had a poor game, but we know he's not a poor player.
I thought Sobolowski was good.
He was all right, he was steady. I thought they got... Liverpool weren't that great for the last 60 minutes, were they? But
no.
They still looked a threat.
Good game. They look back a little bit in defence.
What do you think of 115 million for...
It's a joke, but you're getting a hell of a player there, aren't you?
It's crazy, isn't it? But
it's a bit outrageous.
But it's part of the times, mate. Unfortunately, that's how it works now.
We got Bruno G and Tonali for 90 mil.
Now, I know what you're trying to do here, but...
And that's 115. I'm saying, we were told all transfer window, it's 100 mil. They're like, no. And then they've ended up giving them 115 somehow.
But that's what Brighton...
How have they done that?
That's what Brighton value...
Because...
Caicedo
at. Brighton was saying 100. And then because they stalled and made such a hash of it and competition came in, they've ended up paying 115 million.
Here's a question for you. Yeah. Did Tonali ever have interest from other clubs when he was bought by you? Because if there's no bidding war, you can't escalate the price, can you?
I don't think he did, because I don't think he was seen as available. I think thought he was available.
It was sort of one on wraps. But even still, like the price tag Brighton were given, it was 100 million, and Chelsea were trying to play hardball. And they just show out themselves to every team now, we are going to back down no matter what.
And in fact, we
won't just back down, we'll give you an extra 15 million.
Yeah, that's
but you've got to remember, Caicedo was 80 million in January when we were trying to get him either him or Rice.
Mental.
So he's had a 6-month period where he's basically been unbelievable in every position he's played, and then two more clubs have come in for him. 115 million is pretty much his market valuation, isn't
How
it?
Much do you reckon Todd Bowley's got in his bank account?
But it's not all his money though, is it?
Yeah, but have you seen Liverpool owners are like trying to like basically reportedly filing a complaint against Chelsea?
So petty, man.
They do not believe they are complying with FFP after spending 800 million.
Worry about yourselves.
Liverpool don't spend money,
because if they're innocent, they won't get found.
Hang on, wasn't Liverpool's starting 11 like 580 million pounds anyway?
No, Liverpool don't spend money.
Like, get a fucking life. That is what get your job is to run your club, not check what other clubs are doing.
I don't back that. If you're suspicious the team's breaking FFP, you have a right to raise it. And if you're wrong, you're wrong.
You ring people up when you see they're parked illegally as well. You fucking weirdo.
Slightly different, isn't it?
No.
See,
let the parking attendant do it. If they don't get caught, that's good.
No, because I'm not competing for Liverpool, this parking space.
You are, though.
Imagine you were, though.
If I was, then two right them getting over them saying, nah, that's FFP.
Have you noticed Liverpool didn't moan about how much people have spent when they won the Premier League?
Yeah.
That's how it works, mate.
When
they're playing well and they're winning games, it's irrelevant. If your team is successful, you don't care about other teams around you.
It's because they haven't got their own way.
What's happened here is Liverpool bought their players for a lot of money. They have spent money. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people have gone to them, I don't want to sign for you. And
I think you're looking at this from like a big big club fan. If you're like another team if you're supporting a Burnley and you're looking at even Everton, who spent a suspicious amount and never got looked into properly, and you know Everton end up surviving, I can't remember who got down,
but now Lewis,
everyone should be on an even playing field.
Because in 5 years' time, when you've taken over the entirety of world football, I want to hear you say, why don't we start again on a level playing field? Yeah. You're not going to be saying that. You're going to be, Everton, oh my God, we beat all of you.
Everton have not made a single signing this summer.
Yeah, because they've absolutely handcuffed themselves.
Mate, on prime example, hang on, last year Burnley spent loads and there was loads of rumours of all the dodging.
I'm
good luck to a man. If you can get around it, do it. I wish my club did it. Stop being a fucking grass.
In Championship, the differential of how much has been spent is so completely different.
Are you not angry that Liverpool nabbed Schlobberzeit from you anyway?
He didn't want to come to us. We didn't try.
Why don't you crash him up?
You should be calling out Liverpool that you've not been picked over there.
He didn't pass the character test. We didn't want him. Talking about Everton signings, by the way, breaking news just now. They've got Harrison on loan.
Yeah.
Oh, really, so they have made a signing.
Well, they got Dan Juma as well. They signed Dan Juma, didn't they?
Is that gone through?
He played for him.
Yeah,
but when did he sign? From Spurs.
When?
This summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did play the weekend.
Yeah. He's the same. Yeah,
he came on.
Because
he came on for Mopai, no?
Yeah, Richarlison convinced him that Everton's the best club in the world. And he went to
Did you see Patterson's miss?
Yeah, shocking.
Oh, mate.
And Mbeumo's as well, actually.
Off the bar.
Yeah, Mbeumo's was bad, actually.
They're struggling this season.
Mopai played all right, though, actually.
Mate, have you seen they racked up 3xG?
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just can't finish, can he, Mopai?
Yeah, I don't think he'll ever score a goal.
It's crazy, man. He's got the blonde trim and everything. Yeah,
I don't think he'll ever score.
He's come like prime Slim Shady this season.
I think Everton are, I think they're in trouble because I don't think they can score goals.
Mate, they missed a lot of chances the weekend.
I even think when their DCL gets back, I don't think he's up to the level anymore.
He is. No, he is.
He's such a
He doesn't play football.
No, he doesn't, but that's how you know him. Like, he's important.
He don't play. How are they going to score goals?
If they play like that, they'll be all right, because they created a lot of chances the weekend, Everton.
Yeah.
Great.
Harrison's a great signing.
Yeah, I like that.
I really like that.
Especially if they can get DCL back. He's perfect. Them two will be really good together.
Well,
so. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to chat Super Six. How did you all do this weekend, boys?
Oh, I haven't checked.
I'll tell you what, boys. I'll tell you. Oh, my God. We are less than 100 from 20,000. So make sure you sign up using our link in the description down below and use the code PTCH23 to join.
Well, when this pod goes out, it might be actually at 20K.
Yeah, man.
I'll tell you what, guys.
I finished on 4. Fuck.
I was not looking good.
I got 6.
It was not looking good until he got 1-1 for Chelsea Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. I said 2-2.
Oh, I was only 1 minute off with the golden goal as well.
What did you say it was?
I said 5.
I was 4.
I said 3. I thought Haaland scored in the third. Was he?
Oh, they weren't on Super Six, you silly goose.
I got 8 points.
Let me get this straight. You're on 8, you're on 6, you're on 4, I'm on 9.
Well, if. No.
Oh, yeah, I've already won!
Yeah, so yeah, the season's now finished.
Yeah, well done, mate.
It's a good start, though. It's a good start for Baker. And I'll tell you where I got them. I got the correct result for Brighton. I said 3-0.
I said 3-1.
I said 2-0.
I got Fulham Everton wrong. I said 1-1.
Yeah, me too.
I said 2-1 Bournemouth against West Ham.
Yeah.
I said Newcastle win 2-1. Very shocked by the 5-1. That's very impressive.
I backed Fulham 2-1.
I said 2-2 for that game. I thought it'd be a draw.
Ooh, very wrong. I said 2-1 Spurs against Brentford.
I got the draw for that.
You did get the draw. 2-2, obviously. Then obviously the big 5 point for me was Chelsea Liverpool 1-1.
Yeah, I got those scores the wrong way around. Silly Billy.
We're going to touch on next week's Super Six predictions in a little bit. But first of all, now a little segment we did last year. We used to put it on Twitter, didn't we? It was creating our team of the week.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with my team of the week.
I'm pretty happy with mine.
I'm a bit confused by it, my team.
Why?
But you said you haven't seen all the games, have you?
No, I've seen all of them except the West Ham game, and I just had to take it on the...
I'm a bit annoyed because I've done this in the format of the classic 4-4-2 for Twitter. I could have just put in 3 centre-backs if I wanted.
I'm on a 3-4-3 formation.
I've got 4-3-3.
Yeah, I'm 4-4-2. So
As I won this week?
Yeah.
I'll say my team of the week first, if that's all right, lads.
Yeah. Also, yeah, this is before the Man United game.
Yeah.
Please don't get upset.
So when Rashford bags a hat trick.
No, Bruno Fernandes, please.
Whichever.
When they both bang a hat trick.
And we don't have them in our teams, it's because the game hasn't been played.
Yeah, exactly.
My goalie, I was very impressed. Leno.
Yes, I had Leno as well.
I think that's unanimous.
He made a lot of great.
So you know, Everton will be alright,
by the way. That's the highest XG prevented in a single game in Premier League history, I think.
Really?
By a goalkeeper.
Is that it was like basically the best ever performance by a goalkeeper?
For a single keeper, yeah. It was like 3.1 XG prevented.
Almost. It's up there. Wow. Very.
Which, also, Alisson had a really good game, but I had to put Leno.
Yeah, he did. My three defenders, I've got Anderson from Palace.
He's in mine.
Saliba and Estupiñán.
I have Estupiñán, I don't have Saliba.
I've got Saliba.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Saliba.
Saliba was class.
Quality. This is where the formation's a bit iffy, but my four midfielders are Rodri. And then I've got my number one person to flop this season, Tonali. I'm really impressed by him, actually.
He's a really good one.
And I love
that you're flopping a season, scores in 6 minutes.
The Newcastle admin tweeting, "You don't look like you want to be here." It was quite funny.
Yeah, it was
very
good.
Funny. I like that one. You have to laugh at your own mistakes sometimes. Yeah. And I will admit, I'll be first to admit, he looks like a serious player.
It's one game, though. Let's not get...
No, he does look good.
Midfielders are Rodri, Tonali, Eze, who everything went through him for Palace. Everything went through him.
He did play well.
Paqueta.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then my front three are Saka, Isak, and Haaland.
Okay. Similar to me then.
Oh my God, he has got Haaland.
I don't know. You have to show us your team of the week then.
Wait, whoa.
Jeez, I forgot about Haaland.
Shall I do mine before Tom butchers his...
Oh no, he's going to change it. You can't change it.
Well, we know now, but we'll just go around the table this way. Leno, obviously. Estupiñán, Anderson as well, just like you. I have De Sassi for his debut goal.
I don't think he was that good though.
I think he was pretty
good. He's all right.
He scored,
well,
but I don't think he was good at all.
No, he was...
He got a point for the team he plays for.
But you can play your shit and still score. I don't know.
I don't think he was shit. He did.
I'm not saying he was shit.
It was a very good debut.
He was decent. Yeah,
I disagree with that personally, but each to their own.
Trippier, so he had a great game.
Wow.
Have a midfield. Actually, he's kind of a three. Yeah, of Enzo.
Yeah.
Eze and Rodri, and then same front three as you: Saka, Haaland, and Isak.
What have you got over there, Tom? What have you been cooking up?
I got fucking Haaland.
Oh my God.
Okay, Leno in goal. I got Reece James at right back. Saliba, Anderson, and Rico Henry, I thought was excellent.
Yeah, I was close. Him or Espin.
My midfield three. I think these are... Eze was brilliant, but these three were just by far the best midfielders of the weekend. Tonali, Enzo, and Basuma. Basuma was unreal yesterday.
No Rodri.
No Rodri, though. Goal and assist.
Like I said, I've...
You just forget Man City play.
I forgot the Friday night game. Then my front three, Madison, who again, I thought had really good
quality.
Saka and Isak.
Yeah.
So wait, you're telling me your team of the week doesn't include Haaland?
No.
Or Rodri.
No. Wait until that goes on TikTok.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I completely...
Wow.
I wouldn't have put Rodri in.
No, come on, man.
No.
He was outstanding.
Not better than those three, in my opinion, this weekend.
You're mental.
You don't think a goal and assist contributing in a 3-0 win is...
But it wasn't just that. It was
wasn't just... Enzo didn't get anything, but Enzo was better yesterday than Rodri was Friday.
I don't know about that one.
I disagree, mate. I think Rodri was everywhere again.
Maybe it's being bored of how good Rodri is.
He was pretty hammered at that party watching the game.
I don't think you watched the game.
I don't think I did watch a lot of it.
Let's be honest. There's about 5 minutes you've seen of that.
Do you know what's funny? Do you know? Yeah, I was fucking pissed. Do you know what's funny? Do you know the second Haaland goal? I genuinely thought until someone told me after the game that was De Bruyne.
Oh my God.
Was he even on the pitch at that point?
I don't even know. So yeah.
Well, look. If let us know your team of the weeks in the comments down below. And did you know
Sky Sports of the party Friday? Man City. I don't know who played.
Man City did play against Burnley on Friday. Tom, your team of the week doesn't include Rodri and Haaland.
I've got De Bruyne in for his great goal.
Let us know your thoughts on our team of the week, and also let us know your team of the week in the comments down below. And you know what? If Rashford scores a hat-trick, put him in your team of the week.
Yeah,
because we can't. Anyways, there's actually over 20. Well,
I'm not saying it because it might happen.
It's true, Mike.
I think by the time this video is live, there is 20,000 members of you in the Pitch Side Mini League, which is officially the biggest ever Super 6 Mini League, and it's continuing to grow. We're up in the charts, we're up on the YouTube, we're up in the Super 6, we're just flying. And this week, Zach Olney and William Bayliss came top of the league with 22 points. So you lot get to share the £1,000 crowd-boosted mini-league jackpot. Well done, boys.
Guys, that's a nice little earner, that, isn't it?
Yeah, they won a grand. Sadly, no one won the mill, which is, you know, sad. But I heard a rumour.
Yeah, I've heard that rumour as well.
I heard this rumour is true. Because no one won it this week.
It's a rollover. Rollover. We should mention to Zach and William that Super 6 will be in touch for... your prize to be arranged. So, well done, guys.
Well done.
And if you're not already in the mini league, join, get involved, do yourself a favor. It's not too late. You just need to sign up using the link in the description and the code PTCH23.
How much is it to join?
It's completely free, Thomas.
It's free.
Why would you not join?
Six fixtures this weekend.
These are some tasty ones, man.
Liverpool, Bournemouth.
High scoring.
Liverpool, Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Wolves, Brighton. Spurs, United. City, Newcastle. Villa, Everton. And West Ham, Chelsea.
They're not easy.
Which is the standout easiest one you've got to see is Liverpool, Bournemouth, right?
No. Villa Everton.
Not at all.
I'd go Villa Everton.
What? They beat them 9-0 last year.
Oh, it's almost like the teams are a bit different this year.
You're telling me you think Villa v Everton is easier to predict than Liverpool versus Bournemouth?
Yeah, I'd agree.
In terms
of
a scoreline.
I could see Bournemouth getting something at Liverpool the weekend.
They beat them 1-0 last year.
I think you're wrong.
Well,
possibly, that's your reason. I think this is a common U2L.
I think
I'll tell you the easiest one to predict, fucking Brighton pumping the Dingles.
Yeah, that's actually probably true. Or Tottenham, Man United being like 2-2 or something.
What about West Ham, Chelsea? That's an interesting one, isn't it?
I think Chelsea.
Chelsea will nick that, yeah.
I think they do.
They should have Caicedo by then, shouldn't they, really?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, it's exciting.
Why are you getting so excited about that?
Because he likes good football.
Yeah, Caicedo at Chelsea's going to...
You're such a fake Arsenal fan, man.
What do you mean, mate?
Oh, sure.
You were.
Shut up.
He is, isn't it?
No, yeah. It's the same reason I enjoy watching Tenali. Like, I just appreciate football.
Flop of the day. Okay, mate. Yeah. Lewis, what's your stand-up game? What's the easiest to predict? Would you say Liverpool?
No.
Newcastle City.
I think we beat them away. I genuinely think we go there and beat them. From what I've seen against the Burnley.
If you get a goal, fair play.
It's more than a goal. I think we're still getting underestimated. People are going to realise that the football that we pull out, especially with Tonali. Oh my God, how ball is. He's been cooking over pre-season and it's sexy.
I hate to break it to you.
Tonali, Bruno G are going to overrun Bernardo Silva, Rodri and Kovacic.
Bruno G and Joel Linton as a three is. I've upgraded them to the top three midfield partnership.
I didn't see that coming.
You already had them in your top three.
How ball doesn't work as a saying.
It does, man. You've seen it. Oh.
Look, Lewis, you may be deluded, but I tell you who isn't deluded. You lot, when you sign up to Super Six, use our link in the description down below. Use the code PTCH23 to sign up. And as I said, it's a rollover, so you have a shot at winning £1 million.
Free shot. No money.
And Tom did a lot of them at the weekend. Free shots. So you may as well get involved. Use the link in the description down below to sign up now.
Do you want to tell the lads what you told me on the train yesterday?
Well, it's going to be something that you think I'm taking the piss about.
When you said
I'm
train yesterday, when were you yesterday?
When we come back from Leicester Square. You boys on Leicester Square. By the way, congratulations, lads. Your face up in big lights. Yeah. No, I think that Newcastle are not running off for a nice little title charge this season.
I've seen that on Twitter, mate. You're absolutely off your head.
Okay, I'm curious. Why?
You know, no. You look more like a deluded Newcastle fan.
In his defence, we all thought Villa were going to do class this year. Yeah.
No. He said most improved.
And he still will. They will.
And Newcastle turned them over.
I put them worse.
And Villa were shit.
Okay, I put them worse this year than they finished last year.
And me.
So that's not an improvement.
Yeah, but that's because of Europe.
We were talking about patterns of play earlier on.
Patterns of play, man.
If you look at
Newcastle fan for a year and a half. You're a Sunderland fan before that. Let's not act like you know the club inside out.
And also, Lewis, you're forgetting Villa had no defenders.
Do you know what? No. We absolutely embarrassed one of the better teams in the league. Who Aston Villa, that team will smash most teams this season in the league.
It's a tough ground to go. St. James's Park, first day of the season. It's a tough ground to go.
Mate, it could have been 8-1.
It was 5-1. It was an impressive.
It could have been 8.
They could have easily scored 2 or 3 in quick succession. It was end to end until you guys went ahead by a few goals.
My argument to you saying you're now title contenders, okay. So that's based on two main things then. So you're saying because you beat Villa 5-1 and Tonali now being in your team, now makes you title contenders.
No, I can add to that.
They're the main differences from last year.
No, I can add to that. Harvey Barnes coming on, making an immediate impact. Wilson, I was laughed at by you saying he'll play 30 minutes and score every time. He could have scored 2, scored 1 after playing 30 minutes.
He didn't score every time.
But he scored, didn't he?
He missed a sitter.
No, but the second one.
He also missed
a sitter. He'll consistently come on every chance, though. No. Every time he comes on.
Right, Harvey
Barnes, unbelievable signing we've already seen. Livermento, I think he's going to be classed and be judged by all the others. And someone who we're not talking about right now.
People will start to learn to play you with a low block. And then you'll get frustrated because you're not a team that does that. And Harvey Barnes will be useless because he's got no space to run in behind.
You know what's going to happen, though?
What?
They're going to be like top three by Christmas.
Probably.
Yeah, we are.
Are we actually forgetting how bad Villa were second half?
There's one player.
First off, it was a good competitive game. And Newcastle first 10 minutes were fucking mental. Villa then come back in, could have scored a few more.
Watkins should have scored.
Watkins absolutely scored. Put Botman on his arse as well, second half.
What a trophy.
We'll forget about that. But mate, they were defending on the halfway line.
Matty Cash missed an open goal. That would have been a completely different game.
We're all forgetting about one player who... I said was going to have a massive season and was arguably man of the match.
Right.
Anthony Gordon. He absolutely ran them ragged. And this is the thing.
Was he man of the match?
He wasn't man of the match.
He had an unbelievable game. Talking about work rate. No, Tonali got man of the match in the end.
Tonali was man of the match.
Anthony Gordon was phenomenal.
Player of the match.
What I'm saying is, all these signings we've seen come in, every single one of them has came out to be absolutely mint.
Congrats.
And we're going to be going top three this season.
Yeah, no, so far, one game in which Villa capitulated. Come on, they did.
Yeah, but
they all played well. It was a great result. It was a very good result. But you're not now title contenders off the back of that. That's silly, isn't it?
I think
if you'd done that, isn't it, Lewis?
If you'd have done that to Manchester City or you do that this weekend, then people go, fair enough, you are. Not Villa, who basically just fell apart in the second
half. Lewis, if you lot beat City, I give you permission to tell these two, I told you so.
Well, boys, I will be, because I said 4-1 Newcastle. It turns out, if anything, I'm underestimating us at this point.
Yeah, you didn't get it right.
Yeah, it's 5-1, so it'll be 2-1 on the weekend away at City, and then people might start listening.
I'll tell you what, I actually wouldn't be that shocked if they went and got a result.
What's happening here?
That doesn't make you title contenders, though.
I think you're going to be humbled a little bit.
I honestly think I could see them hurting City on the break. We are going to hurt them.
But I still think
the quality in our team.
I think Pep realises how much of a threat Newcastle can potentially be, and he'll shut you down very quickly.
Look, lads, there's no denying that Newcastle have had a great recruitment this window.
They have.
Yeah,
but would you say any of their players would be in the top 10 of the best signings this season?
Well, they've only made, well...
I've got one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to rank our top 10 Premier League signings of the season. Tom.
Hello.
As you went last on the last thing we ranked.
Yes.
Do you want to go first this time?
Yes.
In number 10, I have got Erling Haaland.
He didn't sign this summer.
Oh, you've both gone for that. Number 10, I've got Pau Torres. Number 9...
Before we do this list, can I...
He didn't start though, did he?
Can I get a grips of how people are ranking this? Because obviously they've played approximately like 90 minutes or less.
Yeah, it's a bit stupid we're even doing this list, but...
So are we saying this at the end of the season, this is where we think they'll impact the club?
Well, for example, I'll give you, for example, I've not included Nkunku because he's injured.
And we have many forms of...
Whereas I did before.
But I've also left out Timber because he could be out for a while.
Is he? Is he injured? He went off injured.
Yeah, but he played class, so I've got him on mine.
I think he's...
But he's a great signing still.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's a great signing, this is what I mean.
No, he won't be if he's out for the season.
Yeah. But we don't know that yet. So we have to use a premise of different variables that really...
Okay, so basically...
You're wrong.
What I say... You can't actually be offended by.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, nice, man. This is a wholesome thing.
But also, not including Timber as one of your signings of the season is actually just stupid.
No, because it's the same reason Nkunku's not in.
But he played great.
He's injured, dude.
But he wasn't. He played the match.
No, he played like 40 minutes and then went off.
He was very good in those 40 minutes and he had a good preseason. He turns out to be a good signing. Yeah, anyway, so you're wrong. Anyways, carry on, Tom.
What's your thoughts on that?
I've got a list of 10, so I don't mind.
Okay, I've got Pau Torres. I think when he actually starts starting for Villa, he'll be very good. I've gone Højlund at 9. I do actually think...
I put him on my injured list.
Yeah, I didn't include Højlund because he's injured.
How long are you out for?
We don't know
3 weeks or 3 months, yeah. One of the two?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't. There's no clear.
He's not kicked the football for the club yet.
Oh, little shout out. He has now got the same barber as me.
Yo, you're going up in the world.
Nice.
I didn't even realise.
Ask your barber to ask Hodgman to come on pitch side.
Because I heard rumours that he's starting the Arsenal match.
Yeah. No, here's what you do.
I'll try and get the in the know.
You should say, oh, you should start talking about pitch side to him. Imagine Barber, you're Hodgman, I'm Barber. Oh, have you heard that show Pitchside? It's really, really good. You should check it out.
Yeah. That's mad.
Yeah, you should get him to check it out. Tell him to start talking about Pitchside. Oh, is he browsing through Pitchside?
I don't know. He did tag us yesterday though. He was watching.
Yeah, we've definitely got to pass that on. Yeah. Anyway, carry on with your list. So
Højlund 9. Diaby 8. I was impressed with him the weekend. The breakthrough winger. I've gone 7, Declan Rice. Now, the reason he's 7...
That is crap!
Wait. I've tried to take into consideration Price.
Oh, don't do that.
The price is right, Spain.
The value of the transfer comes into it.
If Rice was 10 mil, he'd be number one. You'd be like, that's an unbelievable value signing.
I swear to God, if you put Caicedo above Rice, you're actually...
Caicedo's not in my list.
What?
Because
it's overpaid.
When I did this list,
but you're buying the footballer, though, no?
I know, but for value,
then we should just do a list of free transfers.
When I did this, he's not a Chelsea player yet, is he?
Yes, he is.
He's now.
No, he isn't.
He is pretty much.
No, he isn't. Right, until I see him in the Chelsea shirt.
So you've got no Caicedo, you've got no Timber. Therefore, I automatically have the best.
I would have Caicedo in this list, but as it stands, when I did it this morning. As far as I was aware, he's not a Chelsea player. And I've put Declan Rice 7th because for the money, he should be amazing.
That is fucking
That's
mad.
So fucking, that is really mental. It's really what? Grind my gears, that has.
Hang on. So if... Is Declan Rice a better signing than someone like... I don't know.
For the culture of the club,
yes.
Whoever you're about to say, the answer is yes.
In number 6, I've got McAllister because he was a lot cheaper.
Oh my God.
Gary McAllister is a better signing than Declan Rice. I have lost the will to live.
Have you put Szoboszlai in this list as well?
No.
Okay.
I think for value for money, I think he will be.
It's not a value for money transfer list.
I've also got Declan Rice. I've also got McAllister in six. But Declan Rice is not in seven, okay, obviously.
But I've done mine based on what I think, value for money and my expectations of that money.
Well, my reasoning was combination of what the clubs needed and how I think they'll do this season.
Well, hang on.
I think you have to take everything into account, including injuries. I think you should have included him because he did start and he did.
I don't think Declan Rice
is injured.
Okay. Yeah, but Nkunku hasn't kicked a football in the Premier League yet. Do you know what I mean? That's different. He's out for a long, long time. We don't know about Timber yet. He might be back next week for all we know.
He's definitely not going to be playing.
Declan Rice is brilliant, but you've spent a record fee. He should be brilliant.
Well, yeah, but he's just come off the back of winning a European trophy.
This guy is a captain leader legend.
Yeah, he's potentially future captain of the club.
And he's going to take you from second to third.
My God, he's so triggered me.
I did say that.
Sixth McAllister, fifth Kovacic. Cheap, and he's going to be
cheap and cheerful, lovely legend.
Well, he's not in mine, obviously, because I've got to stay consistent with what I said.
He's just going to slip into
your pants.
My bum. Number four, Onana.
So who?
Onana fourth.
Fourth? Yeah. Fucking hell, God. Man.
Yeah.
David De Gea won the Golden Glove. How much better is he going to do?
Common carrot L. This
they're going to be the same way you saw Sanchez yesterday for Chelsea improve them. Loads. You're going to see that with Onana.
So why is Sanchez not in your top 10?
Did he improve him loads? Or did he just
have... I forgot about him.
Oh, for fucking hell, man.
Have you got him?
No, but he was on my list. On my list of players I might
have. Yeah, that's a good fucking point.
Yeah, I didn't put him in mine.
Yeah.
Look, Sanchez right there.
Number two, I've got Timber. Oh, no, sorry. Three. I've missed that three. Number three, Tonali. Two, Timber. And number one, James Maddison.
Yeah, that's fair. So if you're going to put Rice that far down, James Maddison should be fair.
So if I... We owe
Tonali. Well, my list has similar people, but different.
I
don't. Orders.
I never said Tonali was going to be bad.
No, neither did I.
Top 10 Prem signings. We're predicting currently 8 months in advance, which is going to be nice.
You're all having a go at me crying. Oh, right. I don't think he's going to be that amazing for you. All right.
Number 10 is Onana.
What's your name?
Okay.
Which
is me. I'm not going to be annoyed at any of these, I promise you.
Nine.
Nicholas Jackson. Nicholas Jackson.
I think they're doing an extra strike and I think he'll play really well this year. Yeah. Number eight, João Pedro.
Yeah.
Shout.
Have you forgotten about that?
No, but he was a lot of money, but he's a good shout.
He already looks the fucking bottom.
Yeah, he's very good.
Apart from the open goal miss, he's quality. Seven, Tonali.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that low for you?
Yeah, a bit low, like.
Mate, last week you were calling him shit.
No, I was nervous.
Shush.
You've got to remember, I base this on a combination of what the clubs needed and how I think they'll do this season. You technically didn't need a centre mid. You've got a lot of depth in that area.
Nah, they need
depth,
man. Yeah, it wasn't our most urgent position, I guess.
They needed quality depth.
Yeah, we need
defenders now more than you need anywhere else.
So
I agree that we need...
Fucking world's best player.
Carry on there, Ruby.
Six, McAllister. Five... Moussa Diaby. Four, Gvardiol.
I just don't think they need him.
I think he's going to be unreal.
He played well.
I think he's the replacement for the inverted Stones role on the other side. Three, Maddison. Two, Caicedo. And one, Declan Rice.
That right there's ball knowledge. Except where
so you've put,
I think
your
Declan
top
Rice
two
is,
are players who
should have gone off.
So much fucking money been spent on.
But what about Timber though? Because he had a huge impact on the club already.
He would have been instead of probably Moussa Diaby for me.
So what? I think it's a common.
I think to be fair, if Nkunku wasn't injured, I'd have put him top three.
Okay, well this is actually the correct list, and I'd actually come away from this thinking all the comments are going to say common Theo W.
Let's see it.
Number 10, João Pedro to Brighton.
Yeah, fair.
Number nine, Gvardiol to City.
Yeah.
Number eight, Moussa Diaby to Villa.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, Onana to Man United.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, Gary McAllister to Liverpool.
Stop saying Gary.
Number five, Tonali to Newcastle. Sorry, Tonali. Sorry. Number four, Timber to Arsenal. Number three, Caicedo to Chelsea. Number two, Maddison to Spurs.
Ooh.
Number one, Declan Rice to Arsenal. And that right there is a common Theo dub.
That's a good list.
Have you got one?
Can we talk about my list for a second?
Okay, yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Decent.
It was good. Yeah,
it was
you.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
It was good.
Thank you.
I liked it. Good job. Jackson, number 10 for me. Number 9 for me is Gvardiol. 8th, quickly change this about, Harrison. Loaned in for Everton.
Jack, I think Harrison to Everton, you think it's going to be the 8th?
It's a loan. It's not spending anything. No, no, and it's, yeah, you know what enough. I mean? It's fair just enough. What they need.
They do need him.
All right, Carl Pilkington.
I've
just seen you on the screen. You look like Carl Pilkington.
Then I went Diaby, 7th. I really like him, but I think he's slightly overpaid. Harvey Barnes,
how much
I put
did they pay for him?
50.
Yeah, because that's we really wanted him, but we wouldn't go that high, essentially.
Oh, so you've bought Harvey Barnes.
I really liked him. I just don't. I think good. He is a bit too
pricey. Tielemans is in first for you, right? Because he's free.
Hmm?
Based on your logic.
Harvey Barnes, 6th for me. The returns he gets.
I like Harvey Barnes.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
João Pedro, 5th. Madison, 4th. Timber, 3rd. I really... He's probably my favourite.
He is unbelievable.
Yeah. See, why didn't you include him then?
Because he's injured, man. We don't know
how much did you spend for him, actually? Was it
not a lot?
34 million euros.
Yeah, how much?
Not a lot.
34 million euros.
He's already improved the team.
Yeah,
and you can tell because the moment he went off in the Community Shield, we got worse. Yeah. The moment he went off against Nottingham Forest, we got worse.
So why didn't you include him?
Because I don't know how long he's going to be out for.
But
he's not playing
games already. He has already played for us. It's a good signing.
Yeah, he's played 51 minutes.
Yeah, but Reeves, right? If he only plays those two games all season, he's not a good signing.
He's not going to be out for the season, though, is it?
No, I know he's not, but I can't predict where he's. See,
he may now.
Right, if anything,
he's just as likely to be playing next week than he is in 4 weeks.
What?
So we don't know any information.
That makes no fucking sense.
What? That's happening there.
But by that logic, because Nkunku's only out for whatever it is, 3 months.
That's why I try and get people to
score. We should put Nkunku in the list.
No.
Why? Because he's that good though.
Because he's confirmed.
What?
To be out.
No, but that's what. Yeah, but when he's back in 3 months.
But no, what you've been. Carry on those.
Second is Mr. Declan Rice. Was pricey, but he's just class,
isn't
he?
And first is Tonali.
And first is Tonali.
What a surprise!
I don't know how you can go from saying that about him last week to putting him as the best.
No, it was fear. It was fear. It was fear.
You did actually agree with Theo that you said when he said he's going to be the biggest flop this season. And then he scored one goal in 5 minutes and now he's the best signing of the summer. Yeah.
This is the thing with Tonali, right? He not only scored that goal.
You even love him while you're here.
He played a massive part in 3 other goals. It's just not the assist. He made the...
Yeah, but a real fan that watches football would know that Newcastle bought a good player there. Yeah.
I don't say watch Serie A.
Do you know what happened? I think we all got brainwashed by the whole Tonali sad.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Newcastle fan.
No, I wasn't agreeing. I said he could be. If anyone was going to be a flop, I didn't hate the call because he was a
biggest
big
fee,
foreign country
biggest
coming
of
in.
The season was the underline.
But hang on a minute. When we said that last week, you all were like, oh, yeah, that's actually not a bad shout.
It was possible.
We know he's a good player, but we thought he just wasn't going to take time and fit in the Premier League and stuff. But he hit the ground running, man. And we're first to admit that actually maybe we were wrong.
It's more impressive.
And it takes big balls to do that.
I agree with you, but so much so that is the best signing. Of the summer,
you're wrong.
If he drops a 3 out of 10 next week, is it back to how it was before?
No, I'm going to give him time because you can't judge a book by its cover.
So, why are you suddenly now saying sorry? I shouldn't have said what I said
because he looks like a serious player
after one game. That's what I'm saying. You can't just after each game, completely change.
I'm not saying he's the best fucking player in the world or the best signing, though. That's what he's saying.
That's crazy, by the way.
I'm not saying that.
That's not crazy.
You agreed that he could be the biggest flop of the year, but also he's the best signing at the same time.
Only because I could see the idea of a price tag, Italian coming over, sometimes flop in the Premier League.
Here's what you've done.
More physical, like we said, but he coped with it, class. And
this
that's
is
put
why
my
people
doubts to the
can't
bit.
Take you seriously with Newcastle because it's just too biased all the time.
No, because my issue was, can he deal with the pace and physicality? And in that game, I immediately saw, yes, he can.
No, the problem that you have is you're very results orientated. You're outcome biased. Because if he'd have had a shit game, you'd have still been in the corner of Theo saying he could be the biggest flop. Now, because he's had one good game, he is now the best signing.
It was more than a good game.
The difference is, I have reasoning to change my opinion, and I think I've been pretty fair by putting him in, fifth?
Fifth, yeah, not five.
I think first is ridiculous.
I said my reason was, I don't know if he would have the strength or be able to keep up with the pace of the game, and that is something that you can tell in one game. You can see if he's physically up to the game, if he can sustain over 90 minutes, which he did, and not only did he do he was bossing the midfield throughout the entire game.
What if next week he doesn't?
Well, what reason would he make that massive U-turn? We've seen what he can easily... Well, let's see if he does.
Manchester City.
Yeah.
You know what? I tell you what, though. If he has a good game against City...
Yeah.
Wait,
then he,
yeah,
then
I know he is,
then
but
he can't go any further than what
I love.
This is what I don't get, right? If he has a good game against Manchester City, he can't get any better than first anyway. Then what's the fucking point?
Then what's your first?
I love how fast he keeps the ball moving. He keeps the game ticking.
Yeah, he looks really relaxed as well. He's never flustered. So him and Bruno not being flustered is very.
He should crack a smile.
It does help that Bruno G next to him is.
What? It's 1-2-3 touch. He's just a really clever footballer, I think.
I mean, just smile though. Tell him to smile. Anyways, clearly someone who is very smiley at the moment.
Not smiley, actually, after the game.
Harry Kane.
Left, played one final off the bench
and lost
3-0 to Timo Werner.
Imagine going to win your first trophy with one of the best clubs in Europe and losing.
Weren't they 1-0 down inside like 4 minutes?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Dani Olmo scored immediately.
Oh, I did see his skill though. That was unreal. Have you seen his skill recently, Dani Olmo? Not in that game, but have you seen it?
No. Oh, I know he's a good footballer.
Type in Dani Olmo skill on Twitter.
For who?
Leipzig.
Yeah. That led to the goal.
No.
I don't think it was that game, but it was. Maybe it was that game, but he's done it recently.
Is he blonde?
Yeah.
He scored.
Yeah,
twice.
So it was that skill.
It was similar to Martinelli's.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's outrageous.
Yeah. But yeah, unfortunate for Harry Kane.
But bless. I think Harry Kane is a bit nervous, and I think he's going to struggle to fit in. Maybe not football wise, but. I know he says he wants to learn German and stuff like this, but did you? I found it weird.
The clip trying to go up to the ref
and just like, I can't say anything.
Well, no, what's going on here? I don't understand the thing. But
like, do you feel like it's one of them ones where like I feel so bad saying this, but I feel like he's just not going to have any friends there.
He's not a fucking.
It's not the first day of school, man. He's getting paid millions of quid.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean, though? Like,
well, he's friends with the manager. He knows Thomas Tuchel, speak English. Thomas Tuchel is one of the best number nines.
Yeah, but I just
in Premier League history.
I don't know. It just seems a bit odd that he's there. It's just not clicked yet. I just feel like
he's been there 3 days.
What makes you say that after he's playing football for like 34 minutes?
Like what? Him and Thomas Müller are just going to be buddies now, are they?
Probably,
man. I don't know, man. It's just weird. I don't like it.
Mate, they're footballers. They're all similar people.
Most of them all get on.
Do you say this about other nationality players that come to England?
Yeah. How about Timber? How's he going to have any friends?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm playing devil's advocate. Don't look at me like
there's
that.
You've got no Dutch players. Well, what's wrong with Harry Kane?
The only reason it's weird is because he's English going to Germany.
What do you mean?
That's not weird at all. Loads of players English go to Germany.
What do you mean by that?
Harry Kane is just like...
Of all countries to go to, Germany's quite good for English speaking.
The cultures are very similar.
Also, Bayern Munich is the German machine, right?
Yeah.
And Harry Kane is the
English machine.
Like, the
machine.
Pinnacle of professional. Him and that club is going to be so synergistic.
I don't know whether it's just because it's him personally. Like, we don't know him, I guess, but it's just like a... I just got a weird feeling.
Basically, people have this persona of Kane, like Maguire, that they're these big, dumb blokes.
And
they're probably really not. They're probably really likable.
I think he's really nice.
He's England captain. They all get on with him and look up to him. I think he'll be all right, mate.
I just find it weird. I just hope he's got some friends.
I'm sure he will.
Jesus, what is this?
Him and Alphonso Davies chilling.
Like that, for example. I know it's only a small clip of that referee. I just felt really bad. I felt really sorry for him. I thought he looked so lonely there.
How good is the kit, by the way?
Yes, nice kit.
Unbelievable.
Maybe he was just trying to listen into what they were saying.
Yeah.
Hey, good on you, Theo.
I think we should look out for him, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, look out for Harry Kane.
Harry, if you're ever back in town,
go for a coffee.
You feel like chilling and having a little conversation about how Germany's going. We're all ears.
If you need a message, just hit us up, man. We'll provide some banter.
What has this podcast become?
But do you know what I mean, though? It is a bit odd.
You have nice food
Harry Kane plays for Bayern Munich now.
We should be hosting it sometimes.
That's odd.
It is weird.
Thinking of Kane, it is weird. It is odd and weird. But
that's why I think
not because he's not going to have friends. I don't know what that means. It's weird because he's been at Tottenham his whole life. He's Tottenham born and bred. And now at the age of 30,
he's just gone to Germany
to play for Bayern.
You reckon he's coming home from training going...
Baby, it's another
shit. I've got no friends.
Shit, no, nobody wants to stand near me.
It's just like at Tottenham, like he was the man. He's like,
he's still going to be the man.
But I can just picture him like coming into my training round and just sitting on his own at breakfast.
Why? Why though? Why do you think that?
All the German players from Bayern are just like sitting around eating breakfast. He comes and sits down and they pick their plates up and move to the next table.
You know, like, you're just awkward.
This
on your
is Muller's table. Get off.
You know when you're like awkward on your phone, he's just texting his girlfriend. Like, he's not even texting, he's just swiping through his apps on it.
He's on the weather app. Good weather again today.
Harry Kane's a smart lad. But
I didn't say a word, that was more Cockney accent.
Good weather. It is hard to make friends as an adult.
Well, it is, exactly.
When you're in a new place, I want to live in Germany. I don't know. You forget how to make friends.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, say you want to make a friend. How are you going to approach me?
Lewis, I want to break something to you here, mate. It wasn't the area, it was you.
All I'm saying,
it's happened me all life, man. Yeah. I fucking, it went to Germany.
I've gone all life. It's
Germany, London. I can't fucking tell.
He might be a good mate with Musiala.
Yeah,
take him under his wing.
Yes,
maybe he'll just be mates with all of them.
And Thomas Müller, to be fair to him, I know.
And Gnabry.
Yeah, Arsenal, third. Arsenal, and also yeah. Thomas Müller is quite a banterous man.
Yeah, morning.
Lewandowski.
Harry Kenski. He's just doing an interview. Kane scored 4 goals, and he goes, "You know Harry Kaneski?" He hates us, man. He hates us.
This is look at him. Shit chat.
Oh God. In other news, on the reverse side of the coin. Do you think Spurs benefit from him leaving now?
No.
I don't think you could ever benefit from...
What?
But
okay,
their best player leaves.
But
they might be getting the cack in.
I've heard about that.
That is ridiculous. Have you seen the gap with the Inter Milan fans raided their own stadium? Do not sign him.
Look, they protested at their own ground.
Hear me out.
Come on.
No.
I like this.
I think he could cook.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
I like that.
You've got James Maddison whipping
Madison, the
ball into
the wingers they've got.
Yeah.
Let the boy cook.
Why does everyone say he's shit? Like, every time he's in the Premier League, he scored.
Nobody said that. He's got. He was the best young goal scoring record in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Quite a while ago.
You like him young.
Quite a while ago.
I like him.
You like him young.
I'm just saying this.
You like young players coming through, don't you?
Well, either or, Richarlison is the man that's supposed to cook at the moment.
He's not cooking.
What's he cooking?
Ready meals.
Burnt toast. Son's now captain.
Okay.
James Maddison has been appointed vice captain after he's been there for about 4 days. I mean, if anything, that shows you the state of the club, right?
What the hell? Isn't Declan Rice your vice captain?
What?
Yeah, but he's actually captain leader legend, to be fair.
No, I think James Maddison's a very good VC appointment.
VC.
Don't have
VC.
That's what they call it.
They have two though. Who's the other one?
Romero.
Yeah.
So it's very opposite ends of the spectrum. That you've got Maddison, who's like very media trained, well spoken, and Romero wants to break everyone's leg. The
And then classic Sonny as captain.
Crying.
Crying.
His son's crying, isn't it?
Why?
Son's crying.
That's the.
Oh, Theo.
You never see son's crying. Crying.
Oh.
Bro,
Sonny in it, Neymar.
What?
What's going on?
What?
I think I'm a bit drunk.
I'm hard lad, man.
I'm
anyways,
so sorry for everyone listening.
Anyway, it's time for the quiz.
Oh, yes, forgot about this.
Can I get a buzzer noises,
please? I've been battering you all at this
Kane.
Lady, by the way.
Oh, fuck, I was going to do that.
No, you haven't. I won that the weekend.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
I did.
It was 3-2.
Did. See?
Right.
Kane. Rice, baby.
Rice?
Ski?
No, Harry Kane.
You got to go Harry now. And then if we say it in order, that's complete.
I'll go party.
Party?
Two syllables. That's brave.
Okay, right. Question number one is, in the 2003-04 season, it's a hard one this, which goalkeeper made it into the team of the year?
Kane. Jens Lehmann.
No. Decent guess, though.
Party. Carlo Cudicini.
No.
Ski. Bartes.
No.
That's too late.
Okay, your clue is, at the time, he was playing for Man United.
Party.
Oh.
It is Tim Howard.
Yes. Correct all there.
What a mate.
Okay, question number two. Which two keepers are the only ones currently in the league with a clean sheet this season?
Okay,
what was it? Was it?
It's the same time, really.
I'll say one and you say the other. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Johnston. Leno.
I didn't actually hear what you said.
Leno, they're both right.
Leno's right.
Johnston.
No.
What? Yeah, you are. Yeah, Sam Johnston got a clean sheet.
They won 1-0, mate. Crystal Palace won 1-0.
And who's the third one? Wait, what the
fuck? Oh, Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Edison.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is she with Johnston?
So they won 1-0.
The Premier League's own website's wrong there. I was looking, I was like, surely it's not only two.
What? Well, did he go off? He didn't go off injured,
did he? The score was 1-0.
It's still 1-0.
No,
it might not clean
technically
sheet.
Count as this. Either way, yeah, there you are. Points
ago. Might not count, and
it wasn't even on the Premier League.
Well, that's 2 points to me, 1 point to you. Can I get Edison as well?
Which country has provided the most players to the Premier League outside of England?
Kane.
It's so hard to tell.
I think that was me.
And it weren't.
I think it was actually.
It weren't.
That's what it sounds like.
I know the answer. We'll say it at 3-2-1. If it's together.
Yeah, he played all game, by the way.
Three.
Wait. Outside of England or the UK?
He said outside of the UK.
Outside of England.
Oh.
3, 2, 1. France.
Yes. Good job.
I'm on fire today.
Which team conceded the least home Premier League goals last season?
Home. Newcastle.
Oh, I was going to say.
No.
Okay. City.
No.
Shit.
Ooh. Kane.
Hey.
Is it?
Come on.
Oh, of course. Frickin' Liverpool.
Skeet.
No.
Party.
Man United.
Yes. Yeah. Man United.
It's between Liverpool and Man United.
Yeah.
No, question?
I would have gone Arsenal before Man United.
We were bad at home.
Before Liverpool.
We were bad at home.
We
had more clean sheets away from
them. Yeah, true.
Question number five. Wolves' last away clean sheet in the Premier League was in 2022. Which team was it against?
Why don't you just say last year?
Because 2023, we still played games last year and last season.
Skeet. Southampton.
No.
Kane. Fulham.
No.
Oh. Why just say it like that?
Come on.
Party, Man United.
No.
You're a Wolves fan. You should have got that.
The clue is the team that I was against had a new manager.
Kane.
Party.
Villa.
No.
Chelsea.
No. Managing his first game. So it was against a manager. Manager's first game for that team.
Hmm.
That's fucking hard, that is, you know.
Ski. Tottenham Hotspur.
No.
Damn it.
Extra clue. The manager in question is rather relevant with Wolves now.
Party.
Oh, I knew it. I was going to say it. Oh, yeah. Fuck. I knew it as well.
I don't even
know. No, that's a fail, Kane.
Sure. No, you can still guess.
No, that's a Kane.
You took ages.
You haven't guessed
no,
it.
No, he can't just buzz in and not know the answer.
Yeah, no, you do this all the time. No, this happens all the time.
What did you say?
A fair amount of time.
I go Bournemouth.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Did you not know that meant Gary O'Neill?
No, my mind just went blank when he said...
Okay, bonus, we're going to do a career path, but it's a hard one because there's only three teams involved. But you might be able to get it.
This is to win.
Actually, might be quite easy this.
Well, I've got two.
I've got two.
I got three points.
Have you got three?
Because you got two answers, Edison and Leonard, didn't he?
Okay. Ready on the buzzers. Career path. Starting at Tottenham Hotspur. Then going on loan to Sampdoria.
Party. Harry Winks.
Yes.
No way. How do you even know that?
He was on loan last year there. Last year.
And then finally, Leicester.
That was the little gig that you... Oh, he's inside trading that.
Come on, man. All I've got a good memory, bro.
That's good, to be fair.
Good job, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of episode 100.
Woo! Here's to 100 more.
Officially the best UK sport podcast in the world. Make sure you're rating us 5 stars. Continue that support. Please rate us 5 stars. Make sure you're dropping a like on YouTube and subscribing. We're absolutely flying right now. Shout out to Super 6. As always, make sure you join our league in the description down below. PTCH23.
And we'll see you next time for another Podcast 101. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Bye.